Last year, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that restricts funding to universities that try to moderate free speech. Soon after, Texas passed Senate Bill 18, which goes further. With few exceptions, the law prohibits public universities from controlling speech in outdoor common spaces. UTSA students recently experienced the impact of the new law.
Here we are at a new campus, University of Texas, San Antonio. Remember the Alamo? Bunch of wild Mexicans here wanted to kill us.
Cindy and Jed Smock are Christian preachers from Indiana. They just wrapped up a tour of Texas campuses like UTSA. SB 18 allowed them to do that, to tread on new ground.
Well, it's had a big impact in that I've been coming to Texas since 1976 preaching, and I was never able to preach on campus at University of Texas at Austin or at University of Texas in San Antonio.
You can become real men like me, like Jesus, like Donald Trump.
The couple has traveled all 50 states over the past four decades, preaching their interpretation of the gospel.
We are proclaiming the gospel that Jesus died for our sins and he rose again.
I reached Cindy Smock by phone. She was driving through a rainstorm in Georgia. When she and her husband preach, the couple focuses on college students.
They're the future leaders of America.
They often use provocative tactics to get attention. Jed Smock sometimes holds a sign that reads anus awareness.
I was using a little humor, but we need to be aware of the anus. It's not a sexual organ.
The Smocks say they are not trying to single out any one group.
We're not Westboro Baptist Church. We're not on campus to protest homosexuality. It's mainly the homosexuals that make it an issue when we're there.
And many students who hear these messages, especially LGBT students, say the speech can be alienating and hurtful.
So for me personally, I tend to have pretty thick skin when it comes to things like these, but the reason why I go out and protest is because I can just imagine what it would be like to, say, be somebody who's closeted gay, hearing those things.
Xenia Flowers is a senior at UTSA, and she's the secretary of Spectrum, an LGBT student group. She joined a counter-protest against Jed and Cindy Smock.
Because obviously we can't prevent them from having their free speech on campus due to the law. But I just at least want to let people know that they're there so that they can avoid them if they need to.
Linus Owens is an associate professor of sociology at Middlebury College in Vermont. He says there is a tension between free speech and inclusivity.
Free expression, as you mentioned, right, becomes about inclusivity of ideas and ideologies. But like the activist side, tends to privilege kind of inclusivity, a kind of embodied inclusivity, that is, i.e. people, groups, communities, etc.
On the one hand, free speech is essential to democracy, to the marketplace of ideas. For some people, that means no censorship whatsoever. But on the other hand, not everyone has equal access to the marketplace of ideas. Historically, for example, people who talk openly about being gay have faced discrimination and sometimes violence. So, in the past, some Texas universities have moderated speech on their campuses to make sure students feel safe to express themselves.
And of course, the prevailing philosophy on campus is multiculturalism or pluralism, where you can't say one philosophy or one religion is better than another.
Jed and Cindy Smock don't share this pluralistic philosophy.
And we're not only saying is Christianity better, we're saying it's the only way.
In a written statement, UTSA acknowledged the concerns of its students, but also said it was important to, quote, foster a culture of tolerance for the opinions of others, even when they may be offensive or disturbing. But Owens says people often forget that many students call campus home.
I mean, again, the irony of this is that we wouldn't expect it at our workplace, and yet students have to pay for the privilege to be on a campus where they don't feel safe.
in the most general context, it makes us feel like we're not at our own campus.
Katerina Svetskova is a senior at UTSA and was present when the preachers arrived.
Then for a lot of students that like live on campus, this is their home. And so we feel attacked, like obviously verbally, by these things when we're just like trying to go to class and enjoy our everyday life.
People can feel unsafe without violence being threatened to them. And I think that those concerns have to be not dismissed, they have to be taken quite seriously.
And at UTSA, the speech did turn into violence.
He put her hands on her. Whoa!
In a video posted to Twitter, Jed Smock shoves a student to the ground after she knocks his phone out of his hands. Three students who were there told TPR that another member of Smock's group punched two other students. This year, Cindy and Jed Smock visited seven Texas universities. They say they're done in Texas for now, but they plan on coming back next year. In the meantime, anyone else can say just about anything they want in any outdoor common space of the state's public universities. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.